Good morning. Welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, your guide for the next few minutes through a journey that will help you move from where you are now into a higher consciousness of being able to manifest your goals and your desires. The morning meditation is a great way to start your week and to start your day. And every week, there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then we create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So the focus for this week is from thought to creation. And before getting started, let's take the meditation position. Please make sure that you are seated with your back straight, your feet flat on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes, all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale nice, easy, slowly. And another nice deep breath from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale. Very good. And imagine that you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. And that tree trunk goes all the way down through the ground, all the way into the center of the earth, where the roots of the tree trunk are embedded into the core of the earth. And you are one with this tree trunk as you're sitting on top of it. And envision around your entire body that you are surrounded by a large bubble. This is your bubble aura, and imagine that it is approximately 18 inches from your body, and that's 18 inches over your head, underneath your feet, in front of you, behind you, on all sides. And this aura has a stiff eggshell type edge to it. And it's a beautiful golden color vibration. The edge of the aura is a beautiful golden color vibration. And outside of your aura bubble, imagine a giant flaming wall, a large flaming wall, burning from the ground all the way up. This is a wall of purification, a wall of cleansing, a wall also of amplification. And as you take some nice, deep, and easy breaths, again from the tips of your toes, all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, put your attention on the violet flame as you begin to clear the different chakras. There are 7 primary chakras along your spine, and each one provides information that helps you to maintain balance emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. And sometimes, because those chakras are energy centers, they actually gather and collect energy from outside of who you are. Not always do those outside energies serve you. They may not be for your best good. They are clearly not your pure energy. So as you breathe deeply through each of the chakras, as I go through them, you will begin to release and let go of whatever comes up. Might be images, sounds that you hear, feelings you experience, sensations in your body, memories that you have, belief systems that appear. Whatever it is, you will let it go as you breathe and it goes into the violet flame. That flame will receive these energies, will even help gently suck these energies from you. So as you put your attention on your first, second, and third chakras, the first chakra is at the base of your spine, second chakra is 2 inches below the belly button, and the third chakra is behind your stomach. As you inhale and then exhale, release the energy from those three chakras. The first chakra, release any energy. As you continue to breathe, that is associated with how you take care of yourself physically, health-wise, financially, your home, how you clothe yourself, your job. Just let go of any energy that would block your total flow and harmony in these areas. That first chakra is at the tailbone or base of your spine. And with every breath, you are also exhaling through the second chakra as well. The second chakra is a good place for you to release any type of sexual energy, whether it's with a partner and it was wonderful and beautiful, or whether it was something that was less beautiful in the way of any molestation or rapes, anything you may have experienced unpleasantly at any point in your life from childhood up to now. Let all of that go. And let go of any other lustful energy that others may have of you that has lodged into this second chakra that's 2 inches below your belly button. Just nice inhale and exhale as you let go of that energy and let go of any fear type of energy and the feelings associated with fear, guilt, depression, anger, apathy, jealousy, whatever those feelings are that are of lower vibration, let them go. But also, it's okay to let go of those feelings and the energy of happiness, enthusiasm, excitement. For when they come from you, your energy, genuinely, you will experience them. And you will be fully in touch with them without having to bring in any of the past energies of those feelings and emotions. And as you breathe through the third chakra located behind the stomach, make sure that you're clearing and releasing any energy that is around addiction. If you have any type of addiction, doesn't matter, food, coffee, sex, alcohol, drugs, medications, whatever it is, sitting on the couch, sleeping, whatever the addiction is, let it go. Anything that would have control over you, and anyone that you're trying to control or anything that you're trying to control, let all of that go. And put your attention now at your fourth and fifth chakras as you continue to just breathe deeply. Just maintain the breath from the tips of your toes up through your spine to the top of your head. Exhale out through the fourth chakra behind your heart and the fifth chakra at the base of your throat. Clearing those areas. And the fourth chakra, letting go of any energy that would keep you from loving yourself or loving others in the most divine way. If you've been having challenges or difficulty forgiving yourself or others, this is a wonderful time and a wonderful way to begin letting go of that lack of forgiveness so you can move into full forgiveness, which is a way of freeing yourself. Very good. And release and let go of any sense of you not being worthy or valid in any way. Self-deprecation. Here is the place. Now is the time to let it all go. And release the energy from your fifth chakra relating to not communicating, whether it's you're not communicating enough or you communicate too much. Maybe it's an issue with listening that's important for you to do. And release any energy that keeps you stuck believing that you are not a creative being. Just let it all go into that violet flame. Very good. Inhale and exhale, releasing through the chakras. And put your attention on your sixth and seventh chakras. The sixth chakra is in the center of your head, and it deals with being able to see energy clearly. The seventh chakra is on top of your head and is about knowing and being in certainty of what you know. So let go of any energy through those particular chakras, any judgment where you are unable to see everything as perfect the way it is, for all energy has its own very specific purpose. Release any energy that is the perspective other than God perspective, which is everything is perfect the way it is. So really judgment perspective, being able to see clearly the essence within all things, within all forms. If you have judgment in any way, if you have criticism in any way, then now is the time and this is the place to let it go. And let go of energy from your seventh chakra that would keep you from being certain about what you know. If you find that you're often in doubt or confusion, you're undecisive, you're not clear about the direction to go in, let all of that go. You know, you are certain of what you know. But the doubt that comes up, the back and forth, let all of that go. As you focus on that seventh chakra at the top of your head. And just continue to breathe nice, easily, gently. Releasing much of this energy that you've been holding on to, just letting it go. Very good. And as you keep breathing nice, easily, and gently, I'm going to speak about the process of thought to creation. Now, creation truly starts at the point of thought. You have a thought, then that thought is buried in fertile ground. The thought is nurtured, then the thought is spoken, which is the word. That's the vibration that forms geometric patterns of energy when you speak the word. Then when the emotion of love is introduced, it becomes solidified into this physical realm where it is manifested. So consider from thought to creation like planting seeds, which with the right nurturing ingredients grow to become a beautiful flower. So put your focus on the violet flame and envision an open field of rich, fertile soil. Just envision an open field of rich, fertile soil. And allow a thought seed from your mind, from the seventh chakra, to go over into the violet flame and into that soil. That thought seed can be a thought seed of something that you choose to manifest, something you would like to experience, a goal you want to accomplish. And watch as that seed sinks into the soil, becoming completely buried as you would plant a seed into the ground. Do not get hung up intellectually on what the seed should be or what it should look like or what it might be. Just simply allow and envision that seed from your mind to go over into the violet flame, into the soil where it becomes buried and starts to take root. And speak the word out loud of what that thought is. Is it a house, a life mate, a car, having a child, an outfit, a job, a garden? Whatever it is, speak the word or words out loud of that thought. Allowing the vibration of the word to take hold with that seed. And as you take a deep breath, when you exhale, saying the word toward the seed soil, say, Om, in a tone that's natural for you without having to shift your voice high or low. So simply say the word of what that seed is. And then as you continue to inhale and exhale, take a nice deep breath and from your fifth chakra, say, Om. As the vibration of that tone goes right over to the seed, and watch as that seed begins to peak just above the surface of the soil. Just above the surface of the soil, it's beginning to sprout. And continue to breathe deeply, and as you exhale, Om, toward that tiny peekaboo phase of the seed. And continue to do this. Nice deep breath. And one more time. Inhale and exhale. Om. As it continues to not only sprout, but grow and grow and grow. As you continue to look closely, notice how the sprout is fully and truly growing. Now it's time to nourish your sprout. So from your sixth chakra, which is in the center of your head, imagine a giant, bright, pearlescent golden beam of light, like a floodlight, a pearlescent golden beam of light, and see it begin to glow as bright as possible, shining light onto your sprout, like the sun shines on the ground, providing nourishment to any seed, to any sprout. And continue to watch in this bright light the growth of your sprouted thought, revealing more of what it is, of what it looks like. Notice how that thought is growing at light speed as it takes more solid and mature look. And it continues to grow until it is formally formed as your creation. Remember to breathe, nice, deep, easy breaths. Now let's add a bit of emotion or energy in motion to help bring it into this three-dimensional reality. This is the same as watering that seed. Even though it is fully formed, it needs water. And so energy in motion or your emotion will allow it to stay not only fully formed, but begin to become fruitful. So from your second chakra, 2 inches below your belly button, imagine a very pale blue-silver light. A pale blue-silver light emanating from your second chakra, which is just below your belly button, over to your creation. You still have that beautiful, brilliant golden light shining on it from your sixth chakra in the center of your head. And now you are adding a pale blue-silver light emanating from your second chakra over to your creation. And you're surrounding and engulfing your creative thought, surrounding it with this beautiful blue-silver light. And at this point, allow any energy that is counterintuitive or negative towards your thought creation to go into the violet flame and burn up. So if you have any thoughts, feelings, anything that is counterintuitive or negative toward your creative thought, let it go into those parts of the violet flame where it simply is burned up and purified. You do not want it to be part of your creation thought. And continue to breathe. And focus on your heart now and notice how deep within there's a small pinhole of a pearlescent golden light. There's a pinhole of a pearlescent golden light right in the center of your heart. And as you continue to focus on your heart, the pinhole light becomes larger and larger and larger, and so expansive it fills your heart completely with this beautiful pearlescent golden light. It becomes brighter and brighter and brighter until your heart can no longer contain the brilliance of the light. Now allow that light to move over to your creation in the flame. See the light from your heart go over to your creation in the flame and see it being completely engulfed by the light of love that's emanating from your fourth chakra, which is your heart. Experience the love of your creation as you look at it. The pearlescent light shining over the pale blue silver light is so magnificent you can barely see your thought creation without sunglasses. Pay attention to how your creation is gaining so much clarity in a fantastic way that you not only believe it, you know it is real. It is not a mirage, it is not a dream, but it is full reality. Now, the only thing you need do on a daily basis is to put 1 minute of uninterrupted focused attention on your creation. 1 minute of uninterrupted focus and attention on your creation at least once a day. And if there is any energy in the way of thought, sound, feeling, anything, images, you will intend that they go into the violet flaming wall so your attention stays focused and uninterrupted on your thought creation. So let's begin doing this right here, right now. Focus on your creation. Drink in every detail and every nuance of it. Everything else that comes up, let it go into the flame and just focus your attention on your thought creation. Keep breathing. Nice deep breaths. And now continue to just breathe nice and easily, allowing yourself to just again breathe deeply from the tips of your toes up through your spine to the top of your head and exhale. Very good. And one more time. And now surround yourself with a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun. And absorb all or as much of this golden sun as you possibly can. Your thought creation is now beginning to move its way into this physical world. You may find that day after day, as you do this meditation, your thought creation will also take on more and more detail. know that it is now being manifested and brought into this world. And I want to thank you for being with me on this morning miracle meditation. Again, I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges from Center of Light Miracles. And if you'd like to know more about me or Center of Light Miracles and what we have to offer in the way of classes, services, and lectures, the current events that are coming up, simply go to centeroflightmiracles.org. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.